Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host on this beautiful Sunday morning. What a great week it has been weather-wise, kind of wild and crazy, lightning, rain, thunder, all sorts of things. Maybe winter is almost here. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And did you get flash flooding at your house or anything?
I did.
You did?
Yeah. Well, my house, yeah, it's in a flood spot. So as soon as it starts raining, it's done.
Did they tell you that when you guys got it?
Yeah, actually they did. I had to get a special insurance certificate, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Really? Well, that's good to hear, because sometimes I wonder, you know, they build these homes right along the railroad tracks or... Well,
and the worst part of it is, like, I've seen the flood map and I'm literally just in the corner of it. Like, I'm just in a little piece of it.
Okay. Well, it was quite, I didn't get any flooding. Of course, it rained really hard. What was it? Was it Thursday or
Friday night?
Is it Friday night? Yeah. All I know is that the golf course, you know, they had it all cut down, scalped to put the new seed. And at our place, they hadn't put the new seed in yet.
I did, luckily, on Thursday. So now mine's all washed out.
See? Oh, it's all washed out?
Yeah, I'm sure it all washed out now.
Because I see so many other places that have their seed down that are beautiful and green and gorgeous
right.
from
no,
all
mine,
the rain.
Literally, I think he laid it on Thursday. He came by and started throwing it down. And then it poured on Friday.
Yeah. So you don't see a bunch of little grass popping up? There's nothing?
I might from the curb now.
Oh, yeah. Out in the street.
Yeah.
There'll be grass growing in the street. Yeah. So, I don't know what they're going to do. I'll just wait and see if they're going to re-scalp again or I don't know. But anyway, it was so nice to have the rain. The thunder and lightning was quite a show. It was, I think, directly overhead at a couple times. I heard who had Alex set out in Coachella that they had hail.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we didn't have any hail.
No, there was some big rain, but no hail.
Yeah, and I was looking at the paper over on the other side of the hill in Joshua Tree. There was actually some massive flooding and mudslides that buried a couple cars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so here we either get, you know, feast or famine. We're back east, they're getting rain all the time. I mean, they've really had rain almost through the entire summer. It's been crazy, the rain and flooding. And just, when you see the town that was wiped out in Florida there, that Mexico Beach area in Florida. Oh, my. So sad. So sad. But, again, we really enjoyed the rain here, so I'm glad that we got some. All right. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club and Monterey for the donuts for our guest today. And we have a whole boatload of them in the first – how about a carload of them in the first hour? We have Ken Hanna. He is the owner of the Big Rock Pub. We have Dave Berg and Todd Schwint. I'm probably saying his name completely wrong, but that's all right. He'll be in to correct me, of EG Auctions. And they're going to be here to talk about cars, stars, and rock and roll, a big event coming up at the Big Rock Pub. And from the name alone, I would just want to go to this event.
Right. It does have a very inviting name.
Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like a lot of fun. And they are going to be benefiting money towards the Desert Cancer Foundation. But the event, just the name... See, that right there, the power of a name, just makes me want to go. Yeah.
Brand is a hell of a thing.
Exactly. So I think I'm going to go. Definitely. I'm going to try to fit it in my schedule because I could probably go. It's 4 days, so I might not be able to make Sunday, but I could probably certainly make Saturday afternoon. And then in the second hour, we're going to find out about a cemetery tour in Long Beach from a historical society. I grew up on the outskirts of Long Beach, and Halloween's coming. And we've talked about the Pageant of the Monsters at Laguna.
Right.
I mean, not everybody wants to just stay in the valley. They like to get out. I mean, there's so many things. What's this called? Not Spooky?
Oh, Not Scary Farm.
Not Scary Farm.
I've been to that many years. Yeah. Universal Studios has a big Halloween thing.
Big Halloween thing. Of course, down there in Hollywood, they always do crazy stuff on Halloween.
There's Queen Mary.
Queen Mary has a really fun one as well. I mean, that is scary, scary, scary. I went a couple of years ago. So we'll talk a little bit about Halloween stuff, but I thought if you're looking for more of a daytime adventure, this I think happens during the day. They're going to have reenactment, all sorts of stuff from 9 to 2:40 p.m. is when it is. I thought this might be something interesting to try. So we're going to find out about that as well. So we go from car stars and rock and roll to cemeteries and spooky stuff. And whatever else. Of course, next weekend, I'll be coming to you live from Borrego Springs for the Borrego Days Desert Festival. So we're going to try to get a lot of the upcoming events in this show because Sean and I decided to take 28th off of this month and regroup just a little bit because coming back in, we might have another remote after that, but we'll figure all that out. So anyway, I want you to keep your eye on the website. There's going to be a lot of information about events coming up and all sorts of stuff. So make sure you use that website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. So I read this about this on the golf show yesterday. I'm sure that you all want to know about it. I mean, why not? Because how many of you out there, raise your hand, watch the Kardashians? I don't.
No.
And you don't.
No.
But they are, they have made so much money off of whatever, whatever they do.
Yeah, nonsense.
Yeah, nonsense. Sure. And the one gal, I guess, is Kylie or the other one. One's a model. She's doing really well. The younger ones, the Jenners. Kylie and what's the other one's name?
Yeah, unimportant.
See, yeah, right, exactly. See, I don't even know. And one of them's already almost a billionaire in the makeup industry, and she's only 22 years old or something.
Yeah?
It's crazy.
Well, I'm sure she had it rough. I'm sure it was a struggle to get there, too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she had her foot in the door just a little bit. But yeah. But they bought a house, someone did, in the Madison Club for $12 million out in La Quinta, which is a very exclusive club.
Right.
And it has, 11,000 square feet. It has how many bathrooms? 9 bathrooms. And 7 bedrooms. So, you know, you need those 2 extra bathrooms for
guests. I'm sure they got
guests.
It for Coachella.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So they bought that. And I'd heard they've been hanging out in the Madison Club before, but it's official now. They did buy a home here in the Valley. So who knows? Maybe all you Kardashian lovers will be spotting them out and about town. And maybe Kanye as well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just what we need. Okay, today we do have some prizes to give away. We're going to be giving away sets of 3-day passes for Cars, Stars, and Rock and Roll. I have a couple of them. I'm going to also have a set on the website as well. These tickets will be emailed to you. So when Sean asks you for your email address, you're going to have to give it to him because otherwise you're not going to get the tickets. So anyway, the 3-day general admission passes. So this is a really cool. And like I say, it sounds like a wonderful event. We're going to hear all about it coming up in the show. Let's see. Yesterday I wasn't on KSQ. In fact, I won't be back on KSQ for another week or so because of Borrego Day is next weekend. So just so you know, if you don't see me, that is why. If you want to call the show at any time, 760-440-8255. That's the number. That's 760-440-8255. And for those of you who like to use the text line, well, don't bother because I don't look at it. I don't have time to be watching the computer and doing all that stuff. Now, I have a story I told yesterday on the golf show. I have a golf show on our sister station, KXPS, from 10 to 11. And some people were rolling their eyes. But Dan Scanny, if you're listening, which if you're not traveling, I know you are, and you are sometimes, even when you and Carol are traveling, you're listening on your iPad. If you know what this is, you have to call us and let us know. The other night, in the bathroom, I have a laundry hamper, and Jack's probably going, oh, is she going to tell this story again? Because it's really kind of a weird story. I have water in the bathroom, and I get up in the middle of the night and get a drink of water. And anyway, I walk into and it's dark. I have a little one of those solar light things, but right. Put some if the moon's bright and stuff. But otherwise, it's dark in there. So I'm in there. I'm getting a drink of water. I don't turn any lights on because, I know my house by heart. I don't need any lights. And I'm standing there, and all of a sudden, I look over at this closet where it's laundry hamper below, clothes on one side, towels on the other, and then on top of it is junk, the junk that you have and towels and stuff, clean towels on top. I see this neon little green light lighting up, and I'm thinking, what the heck is that? So I'm watching this light, and it blinks off, and then it blinks back on, and it's in a different spot, and then it blinks off. So I go over there, and I open the closet door. And it blinks off. So I close the door and it blinks on, but in another different spot on the other side of where it was to begin with. So I'm saying this has to be a bug of some kind that I picked
that
up on the golf course.
Out.
Well, almost like a firefly or something.
Right.
That because I was out hitting golf balls in the morning and, of course, put all those clothes in the dirty clothes. So I turn the light on. I'm looking all through the closet, can't find a darn bug anywhere, not nothing. And I'm looking everywhere, and this is probably 2 a.m. So I turn the light off, never came back on. So if anybody out there, it had to have been a bug because it was moving around.
Right, but it looked like a light.
It was like a little tiny green glow.
I've never seen that before.
I know, either have I. Everyone thinks I'm nuts. Seeing things. I'm not. I saw it. I sat there and I watched it and it kept moving around. 760-440-8255. If you know what I saw there, it has to be a bug.
Yeah, some random foreign bug that's now just wandering your home.
Yeah, exactly. A little tiny thing because I couldn't see him. So anyway. Oh, you know.
And you're sure it wasn't coming from somewhere else?
No.
See, I wouldn't have gone to sleep. I would have just been.
No, there's
not because it was a bug. I would just need to know what made that happen.
I know. There's no electronics in there that would light on and off on its own. And it wouldn't move around anyway if it was.
Right.
It wouldn't go from one side of the closet to the other. There you go. That's our Halloween spook story for the month right there. Okay. On that note, you know what? We're going to step aside. When we come back, we have more information about a whole bunch of stuff. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. Yes, spooky. All right, this part of the show is presented by Animal Samaritans. They have been around since 1978 doing some great things. They have their veterinarian staff. They have their no-kill animal shelters. They have pet therapy, adoption alliance, provide free animal-assisted therapy to disabled children. They do so much there, and they can take donations for food and things that to help with all the animals that they rescue and then adopt out and all sorts of things. So give them a call at 760-343-3477. That's 760-343-3477. And that is Animal Samaritans. We thank them so much for all that they do. Now, what are some of our sponsors doing? Well, A1 Custom Golf Cars has partnered up with Desert Battery. And yesterday we had Steve Schmidt from Desert Battery on the golf show talking about all things batteries, which really was quite fascinating. People don't realize, you know, think about how many items that you have run off a battery.
A ton of them.
I mean, so much. We should have been in the battery business.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they do RVs. I thought, frankly, because of A1 Custom Golf Cars, they do custom golf cars. They're doing the lithium batteries. I just assumed Desert Battery does golf car batteries.
Right.
But I was wrong. They do car, scooters, RVs, you name it, anything that's, that runs off a battery, they can take care of you. So if your batteries stop, you know, they die out, just give them a call and they come over and they change them out for you and all that sort of stuff. So Desert Battery, you can find them through A1 Custom Golf Cars as well. So again, check it out. I didn't know all that stuff. What do I know? I learned a lot more. Steve was saying that the battery should last about 3 years here in the desert.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they should. But but they don't. You know, my old car, they only lasted 2 years. We'll see what happens with the Atlas. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think it's hit or miss sometimes.
Yeah, just depends. Yeah. I think when you turn, especially in the summer, when we turn the cars on and everything is running.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's already hot because it's hot outside.
Right, and the air is blasting and the radio. I try to remember to turn the air off and then turn it on after but I never remember that. I always forget. So here, folks, is a deal for you. There, if you just mention Traveling with Francois when you call A1 Custom Golf Cars, you will get $50 off of battery installation, service calls, rentals, summer storage, or full service. So just mention Traveling with Francois to get $50 off your needs for your golf car. And probably battery needs as well. So again, battery installation on your golf cars, service calls, rentals, summer storage, or more. A1 Custom Golf Cars, just mentioned Traveling with Francois. So they're offering that to all of my listeners here and all my listeners on the golf show as well. Indian Ridge Country Club, they are just gearing up for a gigantic season. They have so much going on. I will be broadcasting live there in just a few weeks, I'm thinking. And we're going to go over everything new over at Indian Ridge Country Club. And if you're looking for a country club that is right in the middle of the Coachella Valley, that is definitely the place for you. Again, Indian Ridge Country Club. Check it out in Palm Desert off of Country Club. Also, Desert Entertainer. I picked up a copy of the Desert Entertainer. And look at the October issue. It's looking really good for all sorts of family fun. Restaurant news, a map of the city, or the whole valley, actually. So much more. Check it out, the Desert Entertainer. It's free throughout the Coachella Valley. Pick one up. Go on out tonight. Again, they have a lot of information. And a friend of mine, Allison, writes almost all the stories. It's too funny. She does a great job. So check it out, the Desert Entertainer. Pick one up. And they even have some astrology in there as well. So that will help you out and about town. So magazine looks really, really nice. Okay, let's do our pick of the week presented by CoachellaValley.com, which actually CoachellaValley.com is going to be out in Borrego Days doing some live streaming video stuff. I won't be too much part of it because I'll be busy doing the emceeing the parade and all that kind of stuff. But you will go to the Facebook page, and I'll try to make sure I grab those posts and put them over on Traveling with Françoise. And you'll be able to see live off of CoachellaValley.com what is happening in Borrego Springs. So pick of the week for me is a no-brainer. I'm sorry. I'm going with Borrego Days. Coming in on Saturday, and there's going to be a big air parade starting at 10, and then a ground parade, and then all the stuff going on at Christmas Circle, the awards, entertainment all day. Same thing on Sunday. I'll be broadcasting live from Christmas Circle there, right off to the side in front of the Borrego Sun. So that's my pick of the week, Borrego Days, Desert Festival, next weekend. Okay. So, Craig, you know what? Before we do Craig, Sean, you go ahead and do yours.
Because I was going to tell you to do his first because I didn't have mine in front of me.
Oh, you
but
do?
I remember
okay,
some
wait,
of it,
wait.
But I don't have all the details.
Let me find his. He is, you know, everybody texts me. Sean sends me an email last night. Craig's texting me.
That's what I was looking for. I was looking for the email that I sent you, but it's not on my phone.
All right, I have the information then. All right, he is picking Wednesday, October 17th from 9 to 11, the Master Gardener Information Session. And this happens Wednesday, October 17th from 9 to 11 at the UCR Palm Desert Campus on Frank Sinatra Drive. If you love gardening, you're going to learn all about it from a master gardener. So there you go. This Wednesday, October 17th, 9 to 11. So that sounds like fun. I love to. You know, I don't really garden. I just go out there and cut roses. And
I wish I could garden.
Yeah. I
totally do. I would love to have a garden like with fruit, like vegetables and fruits
stuff.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Then you should go to this class.
I got my mom's just brown thumb. She just couldn't take care of a plant.
Why don't you?
It's like the ongoing joke in the house.
But you can learn, you know.
I know. And I've done, I've done a little different stuff here and there. But
I'm too, you know, I am impatient, though. I want a tomato to be there tomorrow.
Like, I need to wake up tomorrow and I want to see a whole bush.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I planted it. So we're the vegetables and all that sort of stuff. But now I just like to go and I like to trim the bushes, make a big pile out in front. Thank the gardeners for picking up for me. That's what I do. And I'll cut roses, and that's it. The rest of it, I don't really care too much about. But I do just like it's kind of therapy, pets around.
It is. It is very much so.
Yeah.
No, it's when you don't want to do it, it's hard work.
Yeah.
But when you do it, it is. It's
nice because you're outside, and then you see results, and you feel really good. And and then you look out a week later, and everything that you cut's already grown back.
Yeah. Then there's work to be done again.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Sean picked. Sean,
the
right there.
Maker.
Yeah, there you go. You found it.
I knew what it was. I just don't know what the details are.
All right. It's a winemaker dinner at the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, Saturday, October 20th at 5 p.m. I have this long website.
Yeah, I put the link on there, but I would say the best bet would be to call the Aerial Tram.
Yeah. Or just go to CoachellaValley.com.
Yeah.
They have it on there.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm sorry. Tickets, you have to call.
Oh, you have to call.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, boy, we're real organized, aren't we? Yeah, okay. So winemaker dinner at the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, Saturday, October 20th at 5 p.m. That is all of our picks of the week from CoachellaValley.com, me and Sean.
So how is it that I send you it ahead of time and it's still less organized than when I normally just tell you?
That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to say it on the air. All right. The weekly freebies is brought to you by... The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers. It's just a great place to go. They have the outdoor seating. They have the indoor Wi-Fi, the big screen televisions. They have great coffee. I hear all the time that Ristretto, right there inside the 500, has the best coffee in the valley. So check it out, located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. You can go to the website, the500ps.com, and at night they do their lights for a cause, different lights for different things. This month, they have pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Also throughout it, there are different holidays that we change up the light colors. Last night was rainbow for the Equality Awards. It's going to be red coming up this week. I don't remember exactly what that occasion is for, but anyway, it's a great place to take a selfie too at night because it's so beautiful over there to see the building all lit up. So take advantage of it. So what's happening free this week? Well, tomorrow, Monday, October 15th. Can you believe we're already saying 15th? In October, the movie Vertigo, and this is free, playing at the Rancho Mirage Community Room, starts at 2 o'clock and goes to 4:30. So Vertigo, free movie. This aired in 1958. And then there is the Business Expo at Colony 29 on Tuesday, October 16th, and that is 5 to 9. It is a free event, and you do take a shuttle up to the the hill up there. The expo is free to the public, but if you want to eat or drink, you have to buy a wristband for $20. But this is a fun event to go to. If you've never been to Colony 29, it's quite interesting. It's up in the hills up there behind kind of right next to O'Donnell Golf Course. But you park at the public parking garage across from the Palm Springs Art Museum on Museum Drive and hop in the Lynn Lines Express Shuttle, and they will be running every 5 minutes back and forth because there really is no parking up there at the top of the hill unless you're one of the vendors that get in there early. So, again, that's Tuesday, and that will be on the website. We also have, let's see, another movie that is playing. This is at the Rancho Mirage Library and Observatory. This is a free film on the 18th with Kirk Douglas. Is Paris Burning? All right, and this will be happening. What time do these films start? I'm sure they are in the afternoon. But anyway, check it out at the Rancho Mirage Public Library. Also, there is a free concert over at the Civic Center in Palm Desert, and that is on the 18th. And these are from 6 to 7:30 at the Civic Center. Just go out there, camp out there, have some fun, take your chairs and enjoy yourself. And the City of La Quinta, they open the first free outdoor gym for all residents. And this is Saturday morning. It opens at 9 a.m. Saturday, October 20th at La Quinta Park. There's no charge to the public. Go on out there. So this is an outdoor gym for all residents. Sounds like a lot of fun. The Mayor's Challenge, cool prizes, going to be a lot of fun that day. Remember, all this information is on the Traveling with Francoise website. All right, I hear the music. We're going to step away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise with Cars, Stars, and Rock and Roll. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Thanks so much for joining us today. Well, as I said earlier in the show, that it's a name sometimes. All you need is a name and you just want to go. And I love the name of this one, which is Cars, Stars, and Rock and Roll, happening at the Big Rock Pub, November. Well, I have 1st through 4th, but we're going to find out all the details with our in-house guest, and that would be the owner of the Big Rock Pub, Ken Hanna. Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you? Thanks. Right. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's great to have you in here. And joining him is Todd Schwint. He is with the EG Auctions.
Hi. How are you?
I am great. Us. Car auctions.
Car auctions.
Music. Barbecue.
Barbecues.
I mean, what a way to kind of start the season off even more. So, well, let's talk about. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the Big Rock Pub. I know you've been around for a couple of years. I've been there. Folks, if you've never been, it really is a lot of fun. But talk a little bit about
it. I bought the golf course back in 2015, and it had actually a grill in it. It was kind of nasty. It was called the Clubhouse Grill. Oh. So I converted the Clubhouse Grill into the Big Rock Pub, mm-hmm. which is a carbon copy of my house in Vancouver.
No, you have guitar. You have a floor that you can see through stuff underneath it and all that.
No, I don't have the golf course, and I don't have the live music. Well, once in a while I'll have some live music, but it's full of rock and roll memorabilia, and the memorabilia, which is cool, is I sell it, and the proceeds go to the Desert Cancer Foundation.
That's really cool. Yeah. And I have to ask you then, Ken, so are you a musician or are you a golfer? Because the golf course is Indian Springs Golf Club.
Actually, I'm not very good at golf.
Okay.
And I'm not really, when I was a kid, I took guitar lessons, but not.
Oh,
yeah.
No, Ken.
I'm not very good at either one of them, to be honest with you. So.
Oh, you must like food or something. I don't know.
I've always loved music. Uh-huh. So it's just a passion of mine. And it's become a tourist attraction, the Big Rock Pub. So, and then I've recently, the golf course is called Indian Springs Golf Course.
Right.
So I'm in the middle of rebranding right now, mm-hmm. and it's going to be called the Big Rock Golf and Pub. At Indian Springs.
I like it.
Yes.
That's good. Tie it all in there so people get it. Yeah, they understand
Absolutely.
It. Very good. And it is really, it is a lot of fun. Going to the Big Rock Pub, it's like going almost to a theme park, folks. Really, it is. And yeah. you have the live entertainment all the time. You have great food. And how big is the Big Rock Pub? It's pretty big in there.
Well, we'll get up to 350 to 400 people.
Okay.
And, yeah, so it's... We got a great entertainment package. We're doing something every night of the week, mm-hmm. promoting football, and we've had some big name bands come in that want to. They love the place. The sound yeah. is great.
Mm-hmm.
There's different different sectors of the pub. There's an outside seating area that's away from mm-hmm. if you know that you can kind of do your own thing, as well as that the deck overlooks. The North Mountains, so it's a cool spot.
Okay, really, and location wise, before we talk about the event, because even Sean was saying, again, tell me where it is, and I know how to get there, but I always have to kind of look it up each time.
It's Jefferson and Westward Hole, behind Home Depot in there. But
okay.
yeah, like I said, most people know it as Indian Springs.
Yeah,
but it's easy to get to and. Yeah, it's
a lot of fun.
It really is.
Well, this event that you have coming up is a lot of fun. And again, it's called Cars, Stars, and Rock and Roll. So we talked just a tiny bit about the rock and roll, but I know there's a lot of car buffs in this valley. And it says that you're having a classic car auction. So, Todd, you're going to tell us you're from EG Auctions, which I'm gathering that's what you guys do,
that's
car
what
auctions?
We do, yeah. So we started the company back in 1999, actually. So we've been an auction company for quite some time, had a few auctions in the area, but this particular auction is unique. As you can see, it has like you said, cars, stars, and rock and roll,
and food and music.
So the auction element of it starts on Friday and it goes right through the weekend, starting Friday, and it goes right through to the main event Saturday, and of course the very last day we have the event as well. So it's 3 days of auctioning. We have 125 cars right now that are high-end classic cars, hot mm-hmm. rods as well. So yeah, we're really excited about it.
So now we say auction, I just want to make sure everyone knows that you can go and they can purchase these cars right there at the
Absolutely.
Auction.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
Come
what it's all about.
Down.
It's not
we'll
just it's not a car
up.
Show.
That's not a car show. This yeah. is a live event auction mm-hmm. with our staff. Live event auction. You come to the event, you get your paddle, you put up your hand, and you buy a car.
And you buy a car.
That's
all
right.
right. So now, where are the cars coming from? Are some of the cars that have been hidden in garages here in the Coachella Valley, or do you search the United States for these classic cars and bring them in?
Yeah, I mean, you'll get cars from all over. I mean, mm-hmm. we got some cars that are coming up from Montana. We got cars that are coming from Alberta, Canada. We got lots of the consigners are right here. As well, we got cars coming from Arizona. We got cars coming from where's the other one that I just consigned a car collection from, just outside of LA. So we got a car collection that's going to be coming in from LA. So yeah, I mean, they come from all over the place.
So name a couple of the kind of classic cars that are going to be there.
Well, I can tell you maybe some of the highlights of the cars that we're having.
Yep.
So one of the cars that we just recently consigned is a 1970 Plymouth Cuda 426 Hemi car.
Oh, true.
So
okay.
this is our highlight car. What else do we have for highlight cars? We got a 1969 Camaro Pace car, 396, 375 horsepower ragtop car, which is a very rare car. They only made about 100 mm-hmm. of those. What's another highlight car, Ken? We got another 69 RS SS 396, 375 horsepower aluminum head car that's also coming, which I'm probably talking a foreign language to you.
I'm just
but
going,
me,
I know, you know, I love, me, I love looking at cars, so
yeah.
I think this is really awesome. Yeah.
And you know, speaking of those three cars alone, those are cars that will sell for over $100,000. So mm-hmm. there's $125,000, $150,000, $175,000 cars. So
okay.
we have an elite, you know, an elite Cooper car, starting from 25, that could go up to $250,000. All very nicely restored cars. So.
All right. And again, folks, the auction will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're going to have the auction all 3 days, right?
That's correct.
That's correct. And what's the times? We're going to have to send them to your website because there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
There is so much going on these 3 days and actually 4 days. It starts November 1st with the VIP Gala, which is on Thursday, a charity auction entertainment. So let's get back to the entertainment. And can you tell us now, it says here you have celebrities, live entertainment, you have a barbecue championship going on as well.
This is a pretty busy weekend.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, what happened is we're working with the city of Indio. The barbecue was actually held at another venue.
Mm-hmm.
And between us and the city, we decided to combine them for one weekend,
mm-hmm.
one super weekend. So, yeah, the barbecue festival's on the Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday, it's open to the public, mm-hmm. Free admission for the Sunday barbecue festival. There's going to be some food trucks out. So we decided to get together on this whole project, the city of Indio and us, to put this together as a super weekend. And there's a lot going on, but it's gonna be a great weekend. So now, as far as the entertainment, we have the Georgia Satellites and the Motels on Friday night,
mm-hmm.
and they play – that's going to be played in an outside stage that we're building outside of our deck.
Okay.
They play till approximately 11 o'clock, and then we're moving to the inside of Big Rock Pub, and where that we will have music on the main stage inside the pub. That's on the Friday night.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we have Counts 77, Danny Coker from Counting Cars. Yes. So he's coming out to play, mm-hmm. on Saturday night, but we're also going to have and then on Saturday after he plays till, I believe he's playing till 11.
Yeah, he plays till 11 Saturday.
Okay.
And then we move in.
Then we got bands on the inside on Saturday at Big Rock Pub.
It's just kind of like our, it goes and goes and goes. It's like a rotating,
yeah.
We go from.
Yeah, sleep is non-existent. I can see it.
Sleep is non-existent from Thursday when we open till we close on Sunday.
On Sunday, which is at 9 o'clock, I'm thinking. And you have live outdoor entertainment. You have celebrities coming. You have Catherine Bach. She was from
Daisy Duke.
Daisy Duke. There you go. You have Storage Wars people coming. Dan
and
Lord Dodson.
Yeah, they're great friends of ours. So.
Oh, okay. That's going to be. I mean, it's just really, like you say, just a person can go at any time during this event. They're going to have fun.
Absolutely.
We open up the car auction. Well, we start on Friday. We open up in the morning. The car auction starts at 1 p.m. 2.
Yeah.
So we start at 1 p.m. Friday, and then we run that whole night through with the concerts.
Okay.
And kind of the same idea on Saturday. So we open up in the morning at 9 a.m. Gates open. We have the auction, the main event, and then we go right through the night.
Sorry, we're kind of jumping all over the place here. But if we go back to the barbecue on this Sunday, we have a not only we're going to have the barbecue, but it's a car show. Now the car show is. Not these cars. There might be a few that are, you know, maybe for sale, but these are these people's pride and joy,
mm-hmm.
out for display along with the barbecue, and that's the Palm Springs Cruising Association. So we've partnered in with them. So they're going to be displaying their cars. So not only so the barbecue festival, you can come in and experience that as well as the car show. So mm-hmm. it's Sunday is filled with entertainment as well, and then of course we're going to have outside music during that,
and the auction as well.
And then
auction, car show, folks. Is there one site where people can go and see all of this?
Yes.
Yes.
Where is that one site?
Our site is egauctions.com.
Okay. I see that on here.
And we'll have a list and also your site, too.
And the Big Rock.
And Big Rock Pub.
Big Rock Pub.
And you know what, folks? Just go on over to the Big Rock Pub first this week, and you can ask and find out, too, this week or the next week. And just go over and sit and get a feel for the, you know, get, you know, your feet wet in there, enjoy some music, ask about the event coming up. I'm sure you have these flyers there. You have this brochure, this beautiful brochure. It is classic, Cars, I'm even confused. Cars, Stars, and Rock and Roll is going to be a huge event November 1st through 4th at the Big Rock Pub at Indian Springs on Westward Ho Drive in Indio. Go to the website egauctions.com for more information. I have some general admission tickets that are good for 3 days that I'll be giving away, and it's going to be just a lot of fun. Good job, you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you. One thing I'd like to add is some of the memorabilia that we're going to be auctioning off.
We forgot about the memorabilia.
Yeah, the memorabilia.
We did talk about that,
but I mean, some of the proceeds for this event are going to the Desert Cancer Foundation, which is similar to what I do when at Big Rock Pub. Some of the guitars that I have up on display get sold, and the proceeds go to the Desert Cancer Foundation. So we're a big promoter of theirs.
Yeah, and you do. You've been done a great job with that. But I want everybody to understand that this event is a big, fun event. It's not just a fundraising event. Fundraising is all part of the event.
Correct.
So you go have a great time. You're also giving back to Desert Cancer Foundation.
Absolutely.
So it's a win-win all the way around. Food, cars, music, entertainment, you name it. Buy a car, sell a car, I don't know, show your car, eat, drink, be merry, and have a great time.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much, you guys.
It's going to be a blast.
Thank you so much.
Okay, folks. I'll be over there, too. I'm going. We'll be right back for more Traveling with Francois. Stick around. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. So I don't know. If you don't want to go to this event, well, and you like cars and stuff, what can I tell you? You believe all the stuff they have going on for those days? But you know what, Sean? That makes for a great event.
Oh, yeah. No, it sounds like a really good time.
Yeah, it's always when people go to something and there's just a few things happening, they wander around for about 2 hours and leave.
And they don't know what to do after they wander. They're like, oh, I'm just going to go.
Yeah, there's not enough for people to do at a lot of events, and that's why, frankly, they don't get big crowds.
Right.
This will get big crowds because there's so much going on. In fact, I have, what do we have? We have 2 tickets, 3-day passes, and they're general admission passes. For, I'm not sure, for all sorts of things. We'll figure it out. They'll figure it out when it tells you. So general admission is on Friday, general admission on Saturday for the gates to open. Otherwise, there is, I think, a $10 cost or $20. They have some different prices. Anyway, these are 3-day general admission passes for Cars, Stars, and Rock and Roll. If you would like to win these, give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 for 2 general admission passes. This happens on November 1st through 4th, and I know I will be able to give these away so easy, in the second hour and on our Facebook page and website. So call now. I would not wait if you want these tickets, and Sean will tell you, get the information from you that we need, and then we'll get you all set up. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by Arc Attire, formerly Desert Arc Attire. They are now in, they're still in Thousand Palms, but they're now on Reserve Drive. So check it out, go on over there, get all your embroidering, silk screening, all that sort of stuff done at Arc Attire. Yes, and remember, when you're using them, you're also employing a client of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around. And I will be giving another set of these tickets away later on the show for Car Stars and Rock and Roll. The phone's ringing off the hook, so I know we've given some away now. But hang on, we'll have some in the second hour of the show. All right, Cuisine and Art Tuesdays happening in Cathedral City. Just go to the website discoverycathedralcity.com. It's a 2 or 3 course dining and art experience. It's a lot of fun. You go to an art gallery for a couple hours, then you go to one of the restaurants listed on their list that they have, and they have a special prefix menu for you, and it's a great way to experience art and go have dinner all at the same time. And that would be every Tuesday in October from 4 to close. So that information is on the Traveling with Francois website. All right, the Community Action Impact Desert AIDS Walk happens on October 20th. For more info, you can go to desertaidswalk.org. So that would be next Saturday. I'll be in Borrego Springs. Looks like I won't be there. All right, the CB Rep 10-year anniversary season. They have a big event coming up, and that is on Monday the 22nd from 5 to 8. And that is at their future home in Cathedral City. So the phone is still ringing. We do have another set of these tickets to give away in the second hour for Cars, Stars, and Rock and Roll. But who won the first set?
You have Michelle from Desert Hot Springs on the phone.
Okay. Hi, Michelle. Michelle, are you there? Hello, Michelle. Sean's pushing buttons. Now, Michelle, are you there?
Oh, maybe. No. Well,
did she fall off the face of the earth? Okay. Hi, Michelle.
No, I'm here.
There you are.
I'm here.
I'm here. You know, the lights are blinking all over the place. The phone's ringing off the hook, and Sean's pushing a bunch of buttons in there.
Oh, my God. I made it.
Oh, you did make it. All right. So what are you looking? Are you looking for the Cars, the Stars, or the Rock and Roll? What are you going for?
Oh, my God. Well, of course, I love Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
It's always great to dream about the Cars, of course.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. They have so much stuff going on. It's crazy ridiculous, and you're going to have a really fun time. I can't wait to go out there myself.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
So are you a car buff also?
I enjoy all kinds of cars. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is perfect for you. Okay, well, my last question is, not that I'm just kind of curious. You know me. I like to ask questions. Have you ever been out to the Big Rock Pub?
I have not.
You know what? This is going to be an experience, Michelle, all the way around.
Oh, great.
It's a lot of fun out there. Make sure you have your camera, your phone with you, because you're going to be taking pictures left and right. Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll make sure that Sean has your info, your email address and phone. The tickets will be emailed to you directly from Lisa from the Big Rock Pub. I will take care of all that. So just hang in there and I'll copy you on the email and all that sort of stuff. So you're going, okay?
Oh, my God. How exciting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations and thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay, so there you go. She's so excited. I'm always excited when my winners are excited. Now, like I said, we do have another set. In fact, I don't know. I have actually two more sets to give away of the general admission passes, so I might do that in the second hour, give them both away, because I will be gone next weekend, so you never know. You never know, so you just got to hang in there and see what we do. Save the date. Don't forget the Death by Chocolate event at Venus de Fido. This is a fundraiser for Les Dames Escoffier, and this happens on October 25th from 5:30. And again, remember, all this information is on the Traveling with Francoise website. Don't forget, I have my contest page with a bunch of free contest on there. Everything is free that I give away. I just want you to go have a good time. That's really what it all comes down to. All right, the Desert Hot Springs Historical Society, they have a lecture on the San Andreas Fault on October 25th, and that information will be, it is from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Miracle Springs Resort and Spa, and again, that is on Thursday, October 25th. Tickets are $20 for non-members, and that information will be on the website. Shelter from the Storm, they have their 30th anniversary Hats Off Luncheon, Friday, October 26th. At the Renaissance Esmeralda Indian Wells Resort. Again, that information, all of this will be on the Traveling with Francoise website. The Peacemaker Corps, this is a new event in town. Peacemaker Corps has been around for a long time. They are trying to, well, not trying, they've already accomplished combining videos with the youth of today, making videos about peace in the streets. So very interesting. They're having their first event on Sunday, October 28th at 4 to 7 p.m. And this will be at the Regional Access Project Foundation Suites on Eclectic Street here in Palm Desert. $20 donation at the door. Gosh, I'm trying to get all of this in before we have to close out this hour of the show. Again, Pendleton Foundation, they have an event on November 1st. Let's see. Cancer Partners announces they're having their Passions Ball on November 3rd. We have the big pickleball championship coming to the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens on the 3rd through 11th. You just have to go to the website, folks, to get all this information. Sean, that's it for this hour, right?
That's it.
We're going just out for a break here for about 5-minute break for local and national news. We'll be right back. We're going to shift into travel gear, but I still have more of these tickets for the Rock and Roll Stars and Cars and all that sort of stuff coming up. Stick around for more Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back.